Joe family. Welcome to your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. I know that you are really enjoying the show because I'm seeing growth week over week and month over month. Thanks to each of you who have given us a rating and a review on the platforms that support it. And most certainly, we thank you for subscribing. Believing in yourself is our subject for today. There was a report that was published by Stanford University with respect to mindset. And what they concluded is that for the two specific mindsets that exist, fixed and growth, those individuals who were of the fixed or were in the fixed mindset camp, they were more closely associated with scarcity and lack. But those who were of the fixed mindset camp, they were more closely associated with abundance, wealth, and enough. I bring that to your attention because there's a central theme here. The central theme is those that have a fixed mindset, they don't believe so much in themselves and their ability to grow. Whereas those that have a growth mindset are on the other side of the road with streamers and with flags saying growth is most certainly possible and I'm going to pursue it. Believing in yourself is one of the best things that you can do to move yourself forward. Believing in yourself means having self-confidence in your natural abilities, knowledge, and skill. And by doing so, it helps us achieve our goals, it aids in manifesting our dreams, and science demonstratively shows how it can increase our well-being. It also means being able to trust ourselves to do what we say we're going to do and know that those efforts will result in the desired outcome. One of the first times I was exposed to this self-confidence story and seeing how important it was for me to believe in myself was when I made Sergeant. I think I was 21 years old, if memory serves me. Believing in myself was an absolute requirement for the promotion. It was my introduction into a new area called persuasion. Being a sergeant, I would have anywhere from 5 to 10 men and women that I would be responsible for in battle and on a day-to-day basis. Our training in management and leadership said that we are to lead by example. We are to be role models for those that we have under our authority. And so if they see us weak and afraid and nervous, guess what's going to perpetuate down? Those exact same feelings. So they said, you're not going to be like that. What you're going to do is you're going to be strong, you're going to be confident, and you're going to be calm under pressure. And that is what they're going to see in each of our leaders. And that was a really difficult task for me, coming from the environment that I came from, not having any positive male role models, being 21 and having them say that this is normal. Well, it wasn't normal for me. And so let us today, if that's similar or if that story resonates with you, let's see if we can do something here today together to make this work for you as well. I had to ask myself, why is believing in myself or for you, is that important? And what I came up with is when you believe in yourself, you kick into a different gear, right? There's some additional psychological factors, 3 of them that we're going to make mention of in just a moment and unpack them that are paramount in helping us to complete this idea of believing in ourselves. And if we're able to do it, we can achieve our goals, we can manifest our dreams, and we can increase our well-being. But on the flip side, a lack of self-control, a lack of belief in ourselves means that we are far less likely to change or to push ourselves or to make appropriate adjustments to gain the right perspective. And unfortunately, what that is going to probably result in is failure, and that compounded, or worse, a cyclical process of failure. That means believing in ourselves is kind of like the pilot that flies the aircraft. If you want to be able to get from point A to point B in your mode of travel is an airplane, you need someone who understands all of those controls that can fire up that airplane and navigate it from point A to point B so that you can reach your destination. But without a pilot who understands how to do that, in the same way we can't get to our destination, we're blocked because of our thoughts and attitudes, and our actions aren't in alignment with our goals. So either we don't do what we need to do, or we sabotage ourselves along the way. And sometimes in obvious ways, and sometimes in ways that are totally subconscious. So how do you believe in yourself? How do you come to a place where you can believe in yourself? Believing in yourself includes things like your self-worth, your self-confidence, and self-trust. These are the three critical psychological factors that we made mention of early on. These concepts are related but different, so we're going to break down each one of them. That way we can explore which parts we struggle with and take more efficient action to start believing in ourselves to overcome some of these challenges. As a reminder, we're going to unpack self-worth, self-confidence, and self-trust. Let's start with self-worth. Self-worth is the sense that you have value as a human. You have to ask yourself, do you value yourself as a human being? Do you agree that you're not less than any other person? The way to improve self-worth is by giving up on trying to please others, learning to be assertive, becoming your best friend and treating yourself nicely, and completing everything you start while building nurturing, positive relationships. For the longest time, I was my worst critic. I said things to others about me. I said things to myself about me. Here's what we know, and science has been able to prove this. Whatever you're thinking about the most, and whatever you're talking about that confirms whatever you're thinking about, that's the direction that your subconscious is going to be taking you in. I was not being good to myself at any level, saying things that really set me back and put me in a place where I had to sort of really dig in to dig out. So I don't want that for you. I would ask that you spend time thinking about what you're thinking about, and that you take on a mindset that says you're going to be your greatest advocate, you're going to be your best friend. No matter what the circumstances are, you're going to treat yourself nicely, and you're going to give yourself a break, and you're going to pursue things that make you uncomfortable just a little bit, because your self-worth is at a level where you can stand it. Number two, self-confidence, which is a positive attitude about your abilities, qualities, and judgments. And you have to ask yourself, do you feel good about your skills, strengths, and abilities? Do you feel good about your personal qualities? Do you feel good about your judgment and your level of indecisiveness? And if you desire to improve self-confidence, you would do that by halting comparisons ASAP, family, and then surround yourself with people that are uplifting. Overcome ants, automatic negative thoughts, by practicing positive self-talk, and use visualization to see your outcomes ahead of them occurring in the natural realm. I had an opportunity to pull up with my coach, one of my three coaches at the executive level. She also, fortunately, is one of our listeners, and she just told me the coolest story. I don't have time to tell you the whole thing, but I most certainly will. She's going to be on the show doing a couple of episodes with me. I'm so excited to have her on, Dr. Crystal Cross. Nonetheless, she and her girlfriend had this moment that they desired to share with me in one of the episodes. We talked about ants, automatic negative thoughts. And they've coined the opposite of that, automatic positive thoughts. And so that's what I want you to practice also. For every negative thought that enters your mind, reframe that. Make that thought so that it works for you. So if something pops in your head and says, you can't do it, then you tell yourself, I can do it. I am well able, and I have everything that is required to get this task across the line. Okay? Number three, self-trust. This is faith that you can rely on yourself. And you have to ask yourself these questions. Can you rely on yourself? Can you trust that you'll do what you say you will do? Do you have a history of follow-through? And here are the mechanisms that you can use to improve self-trust. Learn to trust your instincts and your intuition and that quiet, still voice if you're so inclined to have that as a part of your life. Conclude and accept that momentary failures are not final, and they can be wonderful tools for learning. Set small goals with things that you're good at to build your momentum for other goals that are outside of your comfort zone. Use mindfulness and self-care to engage deeply with yourself and to recharge your batteries at the same time. I work with a lot of people who unfortunately do not have goals. Once they learn the power of goals, sometimes they want to so-called go hard, do something real big out of the gates. And I say, I don't recommend that. What I recommend is that we start small. We start with things that we know we can check off without a whole lot of consternation. And what ensues immediately thereafter is now we have a string of wins that come together to create a concept called momentum. And when we have momentum on our side, then we can start to look outside of our comfort zone, out of sight of our area where we know we have mastery of different skills and techniques to build out a larger portfolio of tasks, of goals that we want to complete that we might not be savvy in. It's a process, like everything. If this is new to you, if you're new to the family and you have not set long-term and short-term goals, we have podcast episodes on those topics as well as how to do future planning. I would encourage you to listen to those. These three amigos, these three critical psychological factors, self-worth and self-confidence and self-trust, they all come together to give us the ability to believe in ourselves faithfully and to help us achieve our goals and to aid in manifesting our dreams and to increase our well-being. As I'm crafting the outlines for each show, I try not to have them too meaty so that there's a greater opportunity for you to ingest or to digest the information. In this one, because we've had quite a few large concepts that we've covered, perhaps it's necessary for you to take another listen. If you want to achieve your goals, manifest your dreams, and increase your well-being, it is imperative that you capitalize on the three amigos, self-worth, self-confidence, and self-trust. Note the suggestions on how to improve each of them so that when all is said and done, you are well equipped to believe in yourself from this day forward. That's going to conclude this episode. Thank you for your time and for your attention. We do ask that you share this with your family and friends. Tag us on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces, and leave a comment. I want to remind you that, family, you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals and now to believe in yourself. And until